right, we won an e-break this morning, or at least contributed, did we not?
You did.
Don't we at least...
In a big way.
...get listed in the box score somewhere? Who did they actually award it to? Did anyone...
I think it's to Jake.
Jake won?
I think Jake won.
Oh, was this last night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear this live, Sean?
No, but I was in, where you were, sitting right there, but there was no volume, so I just see Jake panicking in this room, and I'm like, what the hell's going on, man? And
yeah, I'm not sure Jake is.
I'm curious to hear
steady,
the full audio.
The steady hand at the helm yet.
You don't think so?
I think when new people run the board,
you don't think a dude that loses his car and his computer is a steady hand on the board?
It just seems on the back his scouting report still says prone to panic, and which, by the way, doesn't make him different than Chris House or, you know, the thousands of nighttime board ops that have rolled through here over the years. Anyway. Last night, we're all at fight night, and we are preparing for the next fight. We're all settled in, and we're getting the sneaky suspicion that the break's going way too long. You know, we just have that clock in our head of, you know, it's like a quarterback has. He feels the blitz, and he knows when it's time for the breakdown. And it never ended. It was going and going and going.
Because we had instructions. We had to vamp because we were so early.
Yes. There was a knockout, so the segment went like 4 minutes, and they went to break like at 6:59, Dan, instead of the scheduled 7:05 break. So now it's 7:11, and we're still not back from the break, and we're wondering, how did we suddenly have all these commercials?
There's no way that's going to happen.
That's so unlike us. So here's what happened on the air.
From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Clark, don't antagonize Clark.
Replay Rich's 5-minute ticker for the top 10.
Like you almost got it started that time.
When's the last time you were at work in time to hear his 5-minute ticker, George?
Every day.
The boat motor almost started that time.
Where?
She really likes soccer.
Where?
And you're on.
She just likes soccer. That's all. Is that the most annoying sound in the world?
That's my hotel phone laugh. I think we went off the air.
No, you're definitely on the air. Hello?
Wow.
Station still there?
Can you guys not hear me? Fellas.
Hello? You still have us? Station, you might want to call back there, Kat. They might have...
They're not talking to us.
They might have started the top 10.
They are.
You still there?
I think Jake's doing the ticker and running
the board. Wonder why they're not talking to us.
Oh, is he? Yeah, he might be doing the ticker.
What?
Jake's probably doing the ticker.
Doing the ticker.
Oh, Kurt Busch. Elliot Sumner.
You guys have no respect for your...
You did take a break, though, at like 7:01.
Co-workers, that's what I was trying to say.
Joining us for this fight is hotel phone laugh guy. It's a very limited character.
Very limited.
Your thoughts on the fight card so far tonight? Somebody has to answer that.
At Sports Radio 1310.
At that point, Jake took us off the air.
At that point, yeah, he's an idiot.
Can I talk to Jake?
He's an absolute idiot.
To get ready for the top 10. Let me just issue this for Jake or anybody. Think of yourself as someone out there driving. What they've been listening to. Tell them a little something. Say, hey, obviously we have technical difficulties. Where the guys at the remote aren't hearing us or at Corona Fight Night. We're going to throw it to break, and we'll be right back to Corona Fight Night once we get this hand. Like, say something. It's the guys in Groob's chair, and especially guys who have done it for a short amount of time, and I don't know, Groob's, you may have done this at some point. And hell, maybe you do it now.
At some point, maybe you might have been less than perfect.
Maybe it's in the board op handbook that
as if.
Maybe it's in the board op handbook memo that they won't let us see.
We're actually the most important people at the station.
Right. They tell that to everybody.
No, you're not.
Every position.
But the just throw it to break, like, act as if. Yeah, the whole thing is you got to act like you're somebody listening. What might they need?
They need me or Tom panicking and.
Or might they need you just saying, "Look,
out of
if you're listening,
we need Derek Harper."
What you've just been listening, not the leave it up for 3 minutes.
Boy,
and
how many people could have ended their career during a break?
Oh my God!
Yeah. That is
the
so
stuff
suspect.
We talk about sometimes. The leave it up for 3 minutes. Wait for it to take care of itself, and it doesn't just fix itself.
I cannot believe he let that go on that long. Can you guys not hear me? It's like, no.
Like once you know we can't hear you,
now,
then
in fairness
shouldn't you
to
say
him.
Then, hey, let me throw it to break, and we're going to try and reestablish connection with the show.
In the slightest defense of Jake here, there is an occasion where it's amusing to us to act like we're not connected. And it sounds a little bit like...
And that is not funny.
30 seconds in there.
Yeah, but not like that.
But yeah, there are a couple times where even Bob's like almost responding after saying hello.
Can you guys not hear me? Hello? Yeah.
But when you hear Gordo say, hey, Kat, I don't think they can... I don't think there's a problem. Can you call the station?
I think you discovered way before that as no one is resetting. I know we might like to goof at times, but... It is an event that we want to promote. No one said anything about fight night, and Gordon has that phone ringing. Almost my head almost exploded.
How quick till hotel phone laugh guy is the most hated guy at the ticket?
Not wrong at all.
Already happened.
Already hated by George.
Wow! And while that's happening, we're having a great time. But up on the in the ring, the boxers are like all ready, and they've been ready for 15 minutes. Lawrence Cole, like a guy who has been actually in Tyson fights. I mean, this is a real live...
He's a big boy in the business.
Referee is just standing there, like, just waiting patiently, just kind of leaning against the ropes. Everybody out there is just looking around, and Gordo is just trying to...
Wow.
That was funny, though.
So, happy fight night, everybody. And what a fun time. And, man, 24,000 people at Fight Night at the Village Country Club.
That's a record, right?
That it keeps growing.
Is an amazing, amazing crowd. All right, it's 12:29. What the heck is Cliff Lee's deal? Let's get into that on the ticket.